journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter. Yay. With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
The What Podcasts, which bands this year that matter. I'm Brad, that's Barry, that's Lord Taco on Bonnaroo Roulette Day, where we spin the wheel and we see where it lands and we learn bands that we never knew before. Lord Taco, Barry Corder, how are you this week? Nice to see you again.
Doing well, doing well.
Nice to see you.
Yeah. I will start the show with a little bit of a surprise that you guys are not prepared for. Yeah, Barry, your face is very guilty. Are you worried about the surprise?
Worried? No, I'm certain it's going to be terrific. I've already
really?
Guessed.
Why?
Because you're so excited about it. Told me my first guess was you got Brittany there behind your French doors, Brittany Howard.
Yeah.
Is she to walk through the French
she's
doors?
She's been locked in my trunk for the better part of quarantine.
Well,
yes, that's
I've told
it is.
You there's an FBI file on you and your Brittany obsession somewhere.
I'm not obsessed. I just enjoy
Come
her
on.
A lot. What is wrong with that? What is
Come
wrong?
On.
Okay, here we go. So for Bonnaroo Roulette, we have I am sharing with you guys for the first time. You've never heard this before. You've never heard this. No one has heard this. We have a brand new What Podcast theme song.
Oh, and this is huge.
I'm playing it for you today. Hit it.
One source that we trust more than anything when it comes to picking the proper Bonnaroo band. What is that source? The Bonnaroo Roulette Wheel, of course. Brad Steiner, Barry Corder, Lord Taco spinning the Bonnaroo Roulette Wheel today on The What?
Which bands this year that matter? The What? With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder. Your artist pass inside the industry into the shows we will remember. The What Podcast starts now.
The Bonnaroo Roulette Wheel has spun, Barry Corder, and it has landed on our brand new theme song, Aquarius, from Repeat Repeats.
Sounded familiar. Sound like it was from some friends of ours. It's awesome.
Yes.
That's
there
awesome.
There you go. And here's the great thing about the new theme song for the What Podcast is that it will not only open us every episode from here on out, but it also be played in full at the end of the show, or we'll put a link to the show or the whole song on whatpodcast.com. That work?
It's awesome. Yeah. That's so good.
It's good. Yeah.
It's really fun. And I told Jared that I was sort of I mean, it could not have gone easier. I said, look, I'm obsessed with a certain radio show. They have this brilliant theme song that started, like, opens it up. That's sort of what I'm after. And within a couple of hours, Jared had the whole thing sort of figured out. Brought the whole band in, brought Kristen in, wrote some lyrics, and there you go. You've got a brand new What Podcast theme song.
What do you think, Ross?
It's amazing. Yeah. I like it. It's it definitely gets you pumped.
Yeah.
What I love about it is it's ours, but it sounds like them.
That's exactly what I asked him for. That's exactly what I asked him for. And he said, he sent me an email and he said, I even added horns just for you. And it works. And
that's
it works.
Right. I forgot about that. She doesn't like horns, though.
They don't like horns. They do not like horns. Well, he has admitted a little bit that he likes horns, but I think that improper horn usage is very bothersome to him.
Well, you've got to be careful with your horns.
This was very proper.
Yeah, so you get the whole song. I think that because of like whatever deals and rights and whatever, I don't know if they can necessarily distribute it. But if you want to have that song forever, maybe if you want to play it at your campsite at Insert Festival here, very loudly, maybe on a Wednesday night for lots of people to hear while you're dancing around a giant bus, maybe that would be the song you would want to choose. You can get a copy of it at thewhatpodcast.com. So there you go.
It's called Aquarius?
It's called Aquarius, yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah.
There you go. Awesome. That's our brand new open, our brand new theme song. I'm very, very happy about it. With all that being said, we got a lot of stuff to sort of like sort through today. Yeah. I'm sorry. I feel like I lied to you. This is not going to be a Bonner Roulette episode. I did that all as a guise so that I could present to you guys the random theme song. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, we should tell people if they don't know, if they're just joining, they've never heard the show before. Repeat was the first band to come to Camp Nut Butter.
It was the first band to ever record a podcast backstage at Bonnaroo. That too. There was a
firsts. Yeah.
Camp Nut Butter with us. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, so we found them through a random little segment we did on called Bonnaroo Roulette, where we spun a wheel and we landed on their name. We knew nothing about them, and then we become very close, great friends with the guys. So let's go through some of the other things that we had to announce. There's a ton to get to. We have Bonnaroo tickets to give away. We'll be doing a Bonnaroo giveaway here in the upcoming weeks. I'm very excited about that. Haven't really figured out how to do that just yet, but we do have tickets. That is very, I can say we do have tickets to give away on the show this year.
Details. We'll figure it out.
We'll get there. Some other things have been happening though in our podcast world. It's not gonna change the overall show, and we're not looking to make a whole bunch of changes to something that's working, but we are adding a piece to the show that is going to hopefully expand it and make it even bigger than we could have ever imagined. When Barry and I started this little thing, it all began as a conversation over Indian food. We would go to the same Indian restaurant every week for lunch. It was an Indian buffet because we could get in and get out, and they opened at like 10:45 in the morning. And Barry and I eat lunch very early. And every time that we would sit down, we would end up talking about Bonnaroo. And one day, we were talking about bands, and Barry said...
Yeah. I said, I don't know 70% of the bands on this lineup. Mm-hmm. We should do a Facebook Live thing. And Brad's face, one of those, what? And that was like a Friday, maybe a Thursday. And by Saturday night, you had already talked to Taco. You had a URL. You had a design, a name.
Yeah.
And
we
went.
Yeah. And it was originally, I'm not going to lie, we originally made this podcast, or at least I did, so that no one would listen.
That was not my intent.
I specifically wanted no one to listen. I just didn't have...
It's a good thing you didn't say that back then.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It wasn't you, and it wasn't the show. It was just my own, you know, not... I didn't think that I had certain tools in my tool belt to pull this off on a regular basis. So I said, screw it. I'll throw, you know, caution to the wind and see, you know, if I can do this. And, you know, the show started out as a deep dive into certain artists' careers / catalog, et cetera. And over the course of the next couple of years, it sort of expanded beyond that, Barry.
I don't think there's any question. I mean, for me, it was because, like you said, we found ourselves talking about Bonnaroo all the time, festivals. And so there was that element. For me, it was a way to, another tool, maybe. I was already doing band interviews and show interviews and all those sorts of things. So this was just another vehicle to put it out there. I don't think either one of us anticipated, like, I didn't realize, how am I going to say this? You were very good early at making it sound like a radio show and not just two guys talking. And that made a huge difference. I think I was, you know, pretty good at doing the interviews. And I think you've become terrific at that. And we both enjoy all that. So it became a, we stumbled across this whole inside thing that I think we're going to expand on. Right.
Yeah. I mean, and it was a weird conversation at camp one day. We were at Bonnaroo. We were walking through the backstage areas and I was looking at the electrical lines. And I said, "What? There's gotta be hundreds, if not thousands, a million yards of electrical lines through this. And I've never noticed them, and they're in PVC pipe.
Right.
Oh my God. Someone has to lay all this down. Oh my God, somebody has to cover that with dirt. Oh my God, they had to create a road here. Oh my. And then once I started like realizing the work that was taking to put all of this on, that's when we started asking questions about the festival organizational part of it, into how a lineup is built, how other festivals use certain data to get you from one point to the next. And then it became, you know, an inside baseball almost, you know.
Absolutely.
We call it an all-access pass, an artist pass behind the ropes, so that you can, you know, see all the things that we think are really interesting about this lifestyle. You know, it is one thing to spend a weekend with your friends, which is really fun. See a whole bunch of bands that you want to see. And if that's what you want to use this show for, we're going to be there for you. But if you really like the internal inside baseball stuff of the radio industry, the record industry, the music industry, and then the festival industry, we can do that too.
Yeah.
So we decided to put it all together into one show. And over the course of, I would say 3 years, I'm not going to count, you know, the first little part of season four, but over the first 3 years, we got really lucky and we hit on some things that were probably a little bit, you know, outside of our strike zone. And it got us more recognition than we thought that we were actually getting. And
well, that's what I was just going to add. Sorry to interrupt, but I think we were both surprised at how, everything is about timing. So our timing was right. I know I was, you may disagree, but I was surprised at how much the inside the industry people want to talk about it. And that's been the case from the very start. I think our third or fourth guest was Ashley Capps of AC Entertainment, the co-founder. That was the one that just sort of like, wow, this is legit. And you know,
I always paint back to the day where Letterman went on Conan O'Brien. When Conan was struggling as the guy that's now over late night, he was having a very tough time. The network was about to cancel him. And then Letterman came on and gave him all the juice that he needed, like, oh, I'm actually part of the big boys club now. When Ashley came on the show, I think that gave us legitimacy and made us feel like, oh, okay, we can actually make something of this.
I know it did for me. Yep. And shortly after that was the Paul Janaway from St. Paul, which we did two episodes because he was so funny. Mm-hmm. So we knew we could get, you know, artists, but getting the insiders like Ashley and then Jeff Cuellar, we've talked about, he's been on there, what, three times? Jeff is vice president. He's got some long title, festival development or artist.
He's got a long what?
Title. it's all I know. And he was terrific. I mean, that was the first real inside baseball one, right? I mean, we went pretty deep. Go ahead.
Yeah, that really changed. That really changed the course of the show, I think.
Absolutely. And so that's what we've been trying to do is we've said it many, many times. You and I and Russ, we come at it as fans, but also as people, you and through the radio industry and me through the print. You know, we have a little bit of access that a lot of people don't. But the other thing I was gonna say is the inside stuff for one, but we have listeners all over the country who love it as much as we do and who talk about it every day like we do pretty much. And that's been the other huge component of why it's worked and why we're still doing this 4 years later when we thought we were going to do 3 months if we were lucky. Lucky.
And so along the way, Russ joined and took us to a whole new level when it came to video production and getting us onto platforms that we necessarily weren't on and where my technical limitations just said, you know, I'm not, I just don't, I'm not doing this.
I don't care. Yeah, I know.
because my default position is always what, Barry?
I don't care.
I don't want anyone to listen.
I don't want anyone to listen. Yeah.
So giving you more opportunities to listen sounds terrible to me. So we finally got to a place where it looks like, you know, we're upwards of 200,000 downloads, you know, 3 years in, and we got a strange phone call out of literally thin air, out of nowhere. We got a message on our website. It didn't get to us because there's a little bit of a hiccup there. And then
since you didn't want people to listen.
Yeah.
Because Brad and Barry are Luddites.
And so I got a very weird Twitter message one day that I thought was total bullshit. I followed up on it, and turns out the guy was legit and really legit, and had a long conversation with him. I then brought the guys into the conversation, and it is now, you know, turned into being a real thing. So we are now really excited to announce that we are part of the Consequence Podcasting Network. You know, Consequence is former Consequence of Sound, now rebranded into a major, major publication, a major digital operation. They've welcomed us into their podcasting network. And look, I mean, there's two levels to this. It's a massive deal for the show in that it can expand into areas that we never thought it could expand. And, you know, look, I'm just going to be pretty frank. It comes with a little bit more juice than just some, you know, dopey radio and newspaper guy. So there's definitely that. Secondly, the second layer to this is you as the listener, you as the viewer. How does it change your overall experience? Well, it's not. It's not going to change it one bit. I don't think that anyone anticipated. I don't think anybody worries about hearing ads anymore on a podcast. Honestly, I don't think anybody cares. I listen to 3-4 podcasts a day. I listen to the ads. They come and they go, and I understand why it's part of it. It doesn't change the overall show. It doesn't change anything about the product. What it does change, though, is that we don't necessarily need to be a Patreon-funded entity anymore, where you guys were so unbelievable to us to keep us afloat and to keep us going, and it allowed us to survive, frankly, for the last, you know, 12 to 16 months and allowed us to, you know, get better equipment and get the show into different places and to grow it and become a better product. You guys did that. And now we, you know, we thank you, and we just don't want to take your money anymore. frankly, you've done your part here. Yeah, and we can't thank you enough for that, for the many, many Patreons that stuck through us for so long. So now, you know, we, you know, get to, you know, play with the big boys. And we're going to see how that goes. We don't know. We don't know how it goes, but we do know it comes with a show every week. And it comes with bigger guests, one of which I can't wait to announce here in a little while. But, you know, it just comes with more abilities to do what we're already doing. So I couldn't be more excited. I couldn't be more proud. I couldn't be more thankful to Alex a Consequence and all of the guys that believed in us and take a chance on a podcast that I didn't want anyone to even listen to. I find it to be, it's truly humbling. If I wasn't humbled before about the way that you guys listen to this show, I'm even more humbled now that, you know, not just, you know, people listen, but they like it so much they want to be a part of a overall podcasting network. You know, I just feel like we're going to screw it up.
Russ for that. One thing I would add as far as like if it will change, we are going to broaden. We're going to be talking more industry news, festival news, not just Bonnaroo specific. We're going
to
broaden it.
You can't talk Bonnaroo 52 weeks a year. Correct. And where I think that Barry and Taco have been, I think, irritated at me is I'm the reason we don't do more shows. I'm specifically the reason because I just get so worried that there's nothing to talk about. And I don't, and Look, I know this comes as a shock to people, but I just don't want to sit around listening to myself talk.
I'm stunned.
I am surprised.
I also don't believe you. I don't think anyone listening believes you.
Thanks,
but no, we'll broaden it, and because I think the experience, the festival experience is, you know, while they may be different from festival to festival, at their core, there's a lot of similarities, and there's a lot of similarities with the bands and the industry. Along those lines, if you're new to this and you're wondering what this is all about, there are several shows I would recommend going back to listen to. We mentioned the Ashley Capps one. The Jeff Cuellar shows have been terrific. The one with Allie and John, who book these festivals. They're booking agents. That was a terrific show. The show with Brian and Steven, who actually booked the 2019 Bonnaroo lineup.
The lineup show is really a masterclass. If you want to know how one of these things are put together, I mean, an absolute masterclass as to what how a festival lineup is curated. It was really remarkable.
And I think, I mean, not to, you know, to pat ourselves on the back, but that's the kind of thing that we try to do with this show, is because we're curious, we're fans, and that's the kind of thing you're going to get here and nowhere else. That sort of thing. And I would recommend going back. We've done 60 something shows, 70 shows. To me, they're not dated. Some of them possibly are. They're lineup related to that particular year, but they're not dated. You could listen today just as easily as you could have then. Number one. The other thing is, I'm so excited about this Consequence thing, because it gets us in front of other people who are like us. They love these festivals, and that's what it's about. That's for me, it's not so much about, you know, we're going to be in front of more people just for my point of view. It's because I know there are thousands and thousands of people out there who feel just like we do.
I want to meet more Chloe's and Liesl's.
Absolutely.
And yes. David's. I want to meet more of them. Because, you know, if you know, I know that, look, I mean, this is always going to be a Bonnaroo heavy product. But, you know, Bonnaroo is not the only place in the world that harnesses this amazing feeling. They do it the best. I'm not going to lie. They absolutely do it the best. But there's a culture in all of these places. And I mean, I'm really interested in what that culture is.
Yeah. You know, people you mentioned all go to different ones. They don't just go to one. They go to several.
Sure. I mean, we talked to a guy that you knew back home.
David. David. He's already got his hotel rooms for like five of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that you nailed it. I mean, it's just going to broaden the focus. And you know, there's a bunch of old shows there that I think that we can repurpose for in the future. I think that, you know, we can pluck out that Paul Janeway conversation and turn it into a new show today with new perspective and new fresh eyes on it. Absolutely. And turn it into a whole new show for insert week here. Look, I mean, again, if we're doing 52 shows a year, 50 shows a year, and, you know, you can pretty much be sure that 25 to 30 of them are going to be Bonnaroo related. It's just the way that the calendar works. And then when Bonnaroo's done, you've got Jazz Fest and Voodoo Fest. Right. Before Bonnaroo, you've got an ACL afterwards. The calendar works where this is a 24-hour-a-day, 52-week-a-year entity. And even though sometimes I don't think it is, an entity like Consequence is a lot smarter than I am. So if they think it's a 52-week-a-year venture, all right, you know what? I guess maybe I'm wrong about that.
Let me throw, I mean, just add in, you again, to jump on what you said, thanking our Patreons. We asked those guys, what, a year and a half ago, to throw a little bit of money at us for 3 months.
Right.
Most of them haven't left. And that's, that I think says several things. It says about this community, like the Liesl's and the David's and that you mentioned, which is an amazing thing, but it also proves your point about consequences. The interest is there. I mean, these guys have become friends of ours. They've become a community. We talk, you know, online, do every
yeah,
week.
That's not going to change. Yeah.
That won't change. Yeah. I mean, it just, it proved to us that we're not alone in our, you know, conversations over Indian food. We're not the only ones. That and all of them. I mean, Taco, we've got Patreon. We got listeners in pretty much every state, right? I mean, that's the other thing that just blows me away.
They're all over the place.
We've done interviews going back with some of our Patreon people driving 13, 16 hours to come to a festival. I mean, that to me is the interesting sort of things that are worth sharing in all of this. And obviously the interviews with the insiders and the bands, but the festival goers are just as interesting to me as those interviews.
Yeah. It's like David Bruce. You know, he doesn't.
David Bruce, what a great one.
It's the people, you know.
What a great one. Yeah. What's his?
I am Bonnaroo.
I am Bonnaroo. This guy heard about this. His wife, wasn't it? His wife or his daughter mentioned there's this festival down in Tennessee he'd never heard of and thought, well, I'd like to go down there and do a photo essay and bought a camera. And now he goes every year. It's incredible. Those are the kinds of things that are fun to tell.
Yeah, and I hope that through telling those stories, we don't screw it up.
That's what I'm here for, Brad.
Like, really worried about it. Now, to the very worried. it's really exciting news. It's really big news, and I don't know what it looks like 12 months from now, but you know, sure as you know, hell helps. You know, when you're calling insert person here and saying, this is what we have to offer. I hope it works out. I really do hope it works out because it's super exciting. It's super, like I said, humbling, but it's thrilling that you might be a part of something that you don't even know where it ends. You don't even know how the octopus arms stretch and how far those things go and where it could take, you know, insert thing here. So for those that have been along with us since the beginning of the ride, I mean, you're part of it too. You're part of this ride and see, we don't know where it goes, but it's fun to be on a roller coaster.
But to jump on that, I mean, the guy, like the folks who drive 13, 16 hours, a lot of them come by themselves and they either connect through us or they connect through Reddit or they connect through, they do group camping, and those are all things that we've talked about. It's the community thing is such a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we're moving forward like we are. And that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Anything else? Did I miss anything? Anything else to get to? Repeat song is so good.
It's so exciting. So good. Thanks to Jared and Christian.
Yeah.
It is. Awesome. I mean, I implore you to put this as a part of your. And by the way, just as an aside, it is unmastered. I mean, I pretty much asked for it to be unmastered. I mean, this is as rough of a cut as it gets, and that's what's even more exciting to me. I love the idea that we got like this zygote of a baby, and they just like whipped it out that quickly. Yeah. You know, they just put it together. That's how good they are. So, really excited about that, and.
Along those lines, again, if you're new to this, thewhatpodcast.com, we've got merch. I've got stuff I'd love to get rid of if you need something.
Yeah, I think we're going to run some sales.
Barry literally is trying to run a yard sale.
I've got a basement.
He has got
t-shirts.
Stuff in his house that he's trying to get rid of. He's got an old golf club set.
Yeah, anything you see behind me, make an offer.
All right. Anything else before we go? Anything to go? Right.
I'm excited, guys.
Yeah, I'm excited.
By the way, just letting you know, we lost DMX a couple weeks ago. New Orleans is so amazing. There was a DMX second line. I mean, that to me is just the epitome of cool.
Nice.
The DMX second line is just the greatest. And they were telling stories about how, and this has nothing to do with anything. I don't know. It just hit me. But they were telling stories about a David Bowie second line where everybody was dressed as David Bowie. Are you guys on your way?
Which era?
Are you coming
which
down?
Era David Bowie.
All
which
of them.
One did you go as?
It happened years ago. Are you on your way? Are you coming down, Barry?
I'll be there in a minute.
Okay.
Keep the light on.
Yep.
Lord Taco, Barry, Brad Stein, the What Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Journey through the stories that define the artists playing Bonnaroo. Who are they? What are they? What will you see? The what? Which bands? This year, that matter.
Yay.
With Brad Steiner and Barry Corder.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.